Hello, folks. I have a few things to talk about today, but before we get into those things, let's start with some scripture. Romans 1, and we'll be reading a little bit of Romans 2 as well, but Romans 1, we're going to be starting today in verse 18. Romans 1 and verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made. So they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God, or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges. For in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that judgment, the judgment of God, rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things, and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of judgment. On the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed, he will render to each one according to his works. To those who by patience and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil, the Jew first and also the Greek. But glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good, the Jew first and also the Greek. For God shows no partiality. This passage has much in it, but the thing I want to point out today, the encouragement for you from this passage relating to things going on in the world around us, is that while it may seem that success is coming to those that are doing evil, God's judgment will come. It comes in his time, not in our time, but it will come. God's judgment will come. He will reward those who do good, who seek righteousness and obey him. And there will be wrath and fury on those who disobey God and do not worship him. So ultimately, we know the end of the story. And while we may grow impatient, God does not. And God is continuing to show mercy as he has to us. So remember these things. And remember that there is hope in God, and that end will come. The end that brings wrath, and the end that brings hope and eternal life. So let's remember that together, shall we? Welcome to The Frontline with FPM, where we talk about California politics, homeschool freedom, parental rights, and the family. I'm your host, Nathan Pierce, and thanks for joining us today. Let's jump right in and see what's going on here on The Frontline. All right, folks, we're going to talk about a few things. Let's start with AB 1955. First, the status. What's the status of AB 1955? As you have possibly heard in the news already, AB 1955 passed the legislature, was signed into law by the governor, Governor Newsom. He is quite proud of that. We will be doing a separate segment with a response to this, but for now, just the basic facts. The status of the bill is that it has been signed into law by the governor, by Governor Newsom, and it will be implemented beginning in January. So this bill, AB 1955, the bill that addresses schools and their policies regarding teachers talking to parents about what's going on with gender declarations by their children, this bill takes that authority away from local school boards about making policies regarding this. And this bill has been passed and signed into law by the governor. It's a very bad bill. It's a bad direction. It's a bad direction for public schools and public education, bad direction for local control, bad direction for bigger government, and it's a bad direction for homeschooling. And I'll tell you briefly why in just a moment. In the meantime, this bill has passed. It'll go into effect in January 1st of 2025. Typically, if a bill does not have a specified date that it will go into effect, written into the bill, then it goes into effect the following year on January 1st. Now, sometimes there is a specified date, and sometimes there is something called an urgency statute. Now, an urgency statute is something that's voted on separately and is granted for bills that they decide that need to be going into effect immediately upon passing and signing into law. So a bill can go into effect immediately after the governor signs it. However, this bill does not have an urgency statute, nor does it have an effective date written into the bill, so it will go into effect on January 1st, which is the default for all bills, unless specified otherwise. So January 1st, 2025, this bill will go into effect, AB 1955. Actions at this point, there are some ways to go about putting a stop to this bill. I don't see any of them happening, certainly not very quickly. That's only a few months before this bill goes into effect. There's not a very high likelihood, although there is action that people could take. Now, one of those actions is to introduce another bill to undo this one. I don't see that would pass. It's not very likely to. There are other things that could be done. A ballot initiative could be introduced to stop the implementation of this bill. Additionally, this could be challenged and likely will be challenged in the courts, and that can take a very long time to get through that process. So in the meantime, the expectation is that this bill will go into effect in January. So you can tune in later on our YouTube channel for responses to this bill and how it actually directly or indirectly and long-term will impact the family in the state of California. But I will just here give you two basic principles, and they have to do with two fundamental pillars of freedom. Homeschooling in California rests on two fundamental principles of freedom. Those two principles are the freedom of religion and the freedom of parental rights. So parental rights on one hand and the freedom of religion on the other hand. These two pillars hold up in case law throughout our country the freedom, the right of parents to direct the education of their children, and specifically the freedom to homeschool. So when you look at parental rights and you look at religious freedom, both of these pillars are attacked by AB 1955, and that is why AB 1955 poses such a significant threat to homeschool freedom and the homeschool movement. This bill will impact California. It will impact California, the entire state, and it is likely to set a pattern to be used across the country. So it's not a good pattern to be setting, and we do hope that it will eventually be struck down. In the meantime, we can be on our guard and watching for future legislation and be more active when bad bills come up for hearings, for floor votes. We need to be active in making sure that our legislators hear from us about these bills and that we care about what goes on with our freedom, and specifically when they vote to take it away. So we need to be active on these things. I want to make sure that you're aware of a couple of things coming up. There are some events coming up in San Diego. August 23rd is a leadership conference. I'll be speaking there, but it's hosted by CHIA, and it's going to be an excellent leadership conference with Zan Tyler and Will Estrada, myself, others. It's going to be a really excellent leadership conference. It's a time of encouragement. Hopefully you can make it. It's in San Diego, so I'd encourage you to be there. The next day, August 24th, is our Homeschool Freedom Day. It'll be a great, challenging, encouraging time for families. You can bring your kids to this. It's a partial day event on Saturday, August 24th. We'd love to have you there. We'll make sure that you will have a great time there and be encouraged and really inspired to get engaged and build relationships with legislators and to get involved in advocating for your freedoms. So that's August 24th. Put it on your calendar now and make sure that you're ready. Please register. Do me a big favor and do it. Register as soon as you can for both of these events. It will help us out considerably if you can do that as soon as possible. So register for these events, the Leadership Conference and Homeschool Freedom Day. We'd love to see you there. We'll put the links down below, and we'd love to have you there. Excellent speakers, too. I do want to mention we are still working on a final couple of speakers, but there's a list currently on our website, and we will be adding a couple of names to that in the near future. So with that being said, thanks so much for joining us today. Talk to you again soon. Bye for now. Thanks for joining us for this episode of The Frontline with FPM. For more information about the topics we discuss here, check out Family Protection Ministries at fpmca.org and subscribe to our channel.